May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The scripture, which is the basis for our brief devotion this morning, is written in the Holy Gospel read just a few moments ago, particularly verse 27 of chapter 8 of the Gospel of St. Matthew. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Power and authority of the office of the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod are legendary. Just so you know the truth, you should know that I was instructed by a sacristan named Jeff prior to the beginning of this worship service that I had less than 10 minutes to proclaim the Word of God to this assembly. And I promptly told Brother Jeff, "It usually takes me 8 minutes to say hello, so I'd best not digress." We read in the Holy Gospel for today about the strong, destructive powers of wind and waves. In the past several months, who in the United States of America has not heard about the incredible destruction that has come to our land by the hurricane forces of women named Katrina, Rita, Wilma, preceded by similar forces of men named Charlie and Ivan, to name just a couple. The tsunami in South Asia, right smack in the middle of those destructive forces, brings us to a real recollection of the incredible power in those natural forces. Some of you have been there and have seen the devastation and destruction caused and experienced, caused by those forces and experienced by the people who were in the wake of those disasters. In the Southern District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, pastors are homeless, congregationless, and are concerned, rightly, about their calling and where their calling might next be. The same is true of educators in our congregations and high schools of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in that district. And then, on top of all of that, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who are without home, without job, without a sense of what might be coming in their future, all because of the power of wind and wave. Is it any wonder that in this text we're clearly told that the disciples of our Lord Jesus were terrified by the storm they were experiencing, all the while our dear Lord Jesus was sound asleep in the boat in the midst of those winds and those waves? Three brief points I'd like to share with you this morning on the basis of this text. But first, in those days, the disciples were delivered by the power of our Lord Jesus from the power of the wind and the sea. Specifically, the disciples were delivered from the power of the wind and the sea by the word of our Lord Jesus, who simply said, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" And then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves. Wouldn't you love to know what words of rebuke Jesus actually used? Did he simply say, "Be still"? We don't know the answer to that question. We know the result. After he rebuked the winds and the waves, it was completely calm. The response of these men were the questions in our text. What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. That sort of question is asked by people throughout the world including people in our own nation, and yes, dear brothers in Christ who are studying for the office of pastoral ministry, and dear sisters in Christ preparing for deaconess training, even by people in our church. What kind of man is this? Who is this God who has power over winds and waves? And you, sitting at the feet of your beloved professors, the faculty and staff of this remarkable institution, continue to grow in your understanding of who is this God who has the power to still the storms. Point number two, we are delivered through the power of Spirit and water by Jesus. All of us as human beings know the sting and death attributed and connected with sin. Who of us can stand before the Almighty God and say, "Not I, O Lord, I am without sin, and I've come to rescue all those poor, miserable sinners to whom you're calling me"? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we stand condemned before the God with the power to stop winds and waves because of our human nature, because of the fact that we are, as Scripture says, blind, dead, and enemies of God by nature. The fact of the matter is that we are delivered through the power of water and Spirit by Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, whose life was given on Calvary's cross for the specific purpose of cleansing the world, including you and including me, from the sin which infects and affects us all. The water connected with that word of forgiveness, holy baptism, saves people and changes the lives of people. That's the power of Jesus in our lives. And point three, you and I, as people who are called into special kinds of ministry, whether it's as a pastor of a parish, an ecclesiastical administrator, a faculty or staff member at this institution, a deaconess in a congregation, an educator in one of our schools, the president of the synod, we are called to be deliverers of the power of Spirit and water in the name of the Holy Son of God, Jesus Christ himself. This powerful Jesus is the God you and I serve. Even the winds and the waves obey him. How well I remember my time of training, even as you are experiencing your time of training, to be administrators of the power of God through word and sacrament. I know you do not take this training lightly, even as you do not take your calling lightly. For your mission to be proclaimers of God's word and administrators of the sacrament in the churches, communities, and world in which we live is a calling from none other than God himself. Rightly exercising this calling, as many of you so well know, and as all of us someday will find out, causes people by the grace power of God's word and sacrament to exclaim, like the disciples, "What kind of man is this who loves sinful human beings like me, who forgives a wretch like me?" And as you're called into places of mission and ministry in the days and months and years ahead, you will encounter people in all states and conditions of life who are wrestling with abuse, separation, grief, fear, addiction, worry, doubt, despair, depression, hopelessness, lack of meaning and value in life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have, through the holy word of God and the sacraments, power of God to proclaim hope to a dying world. I share with you the words of one of my favorite hymns, hymn 864 in the hymnal supplement. Church of God, elect and glorious, holy nation, chosen race, called as God's own special people, royal priests and heirs of grace, know the purpose of your calling. Show to all his mighty deeds. Tell of love that knows no limits, grace that meets all human needs. Church of God, elect and holy, be the people he intends. Strong in faith, swift to answer, each command your master sends. Royal priests, fulfill your calling through your sacrifice and prayer. Give your lives in joyful service, sing his praise, his love declare. Who is this man? What kind of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey him? Our answer is, he's the very Son of God who comes to us in the common earthly elements of bread and wine, in with and under which we receive his precious body and blood for strength, for forgiveness, for fortification, for power. God grant all of those gifts to you in your life and in your ministry, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.